Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't have to tell you, I'm a romantic at heart. Mm-hmm. And we're putting together the great, our first annual Steven Singer holiday party next Wednesday. Steven very generously suggested, well, why don't we give them an engagement ring?
Yeah.
Some couple that loves sports in our town. And in addition to that, give them the wedding bands and even have the actual wedding right there at the party next Wednesday.
They're all done.
So we only had like 48 hours to find the right couple. And we think we got a great couple. Let me bring Steven on first because he's the best jeweler I've ever met in my life. Hi, Steven Singer.
Good morning, guys.
Steven, did you have any input? We had dozens and dozens of people that wanted to have this opportunity. Did you give us any actual input?
We did. We spoke to people that were ready for love.
Right.
And that love Philadelphia and love WIP and that are listeners to the station. And you know what was important to me?
What was that?
I've been hearing all the people, all the contestants call in that wanted to the ring.
Yeah.
And wanted to have a wedding and wanted to have you officiate the wedding.
Yeah.
But many times it was the guy who liked the station, maybe the girl did. I like this couple that we picked. Yeah. She is as big a fan as he is. And actually, she may even be a bigger fan, but they're both Philadelphia fans, and they both love WIP. Matter of fact, they met at the Mummers Museum in Philadelphia.
And the Mummer, and let me just say, if you're meeting over a tumor, right? If you ever see that,
oh,
Steven.
Did he say Mummers?
Mutter? Mutter.
I thought he said Mummers.
It said on my thing, the Mutter Museum.
The Mutter Museum.
Which is, Steven, that's got tumors and weird stuff
that's
in it.
That's a fun couple.
That's real love,
yes,
Steven.
Yeah, they're freaks.
All right, so
no,
anyway.
They went at the Mummers Museum.
Mummers.
Right. Yeah,
I got Mutter.
Oh, God. Different. That's a little different.
Big difference.
No.
One is feathers and one
goes
is
to the other museum. He's on crack. These
anyway,
people went to the Mummers Museum.
Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, the couple that will be married in 5 days, James Martin and Bernadette Minkiewicz. Hi, guys. How are you? Congratulations.
Hey, hi.
Thank you so much.
All right, Bernadette, you're the huge Eagles fan. Is that correct?
What was that?
You are a huge Eagles fan.
Yes, I am. I love the Eagles.
And your husband's grandfather was a kicker on the Detroit Lions. Is that right, James?
That would be Jimmy, if James's grandpa was.
All right, James, is that correct that your grandfather was a kicker?
Yeah, he was back in the 50s and 60s, so he played kicker, offensive line, and defensive line.
All right, and is it true that you kids really bonded at the Lions-Eagles snow game several years ago?
It was one of the best experiences of both of our lives.
Hilarious.
All right. It's still great. Now, there's a couple of other things that make this story special. You guys have been together now for 5 years. You have a beautiful daughter, Cecilia Rose. And Bernadette, are you in a family way again right now?
Sure am.
How far along?
And 25 weeks, so just about halfway, a little more than halfway.
Do we know if it's a boy or a girl?
We do. It's another girl. We're getting lucky.
All right. Steven, that's good because girls really like the diamonds, right?
I think they have to name their daughter Angelina or something like
that. No.
Oh.
All right, but
that's
I do.
Name.
All right, listen, I've only done one of these, but Jim and Bernadette, I will be officiating next Wednesday. Is that exciting to you?
That is so
it
exciting.
Is.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, huh? All right, I might not be after I do it. All right, and Steven, is it okay if I park in front of the other corner of 8th and Walnut?
Sure, put your clergy badge out. And
they'll love that, right?
They will. Absolutely.
Will they touch me at all there, Steven?
I think you're going to be completely fine.
Doing God's work.
I don't think the parking authority will bother you, not in the least.
All right, Steven, why don't you tell Jim and Bernadette what they're going to get when they come to the party next Wednesday?
Well, let me tell you something. First of all, I don't know if they know it, but Wawa is opening the world's biggest Wawa this week. Mm-hmm. Actually, today, I think, is the grand opening at 6th and Chestnut, right around the corner from us. We're at the other corner of 8th and Walnut. But Wawa has graciously offered to cater this whole event. So they're having a Wawa wedding cake, which is going to be phenomenal. And everybody inside, everybody that's outside the store, any fans or listeners that come, are going to get served up Wawa coffee and breakfast. All of our guests and all the people in are going to have a gourmet Wawa breakfast, and we're going to have a champagne toast, and we're going to have coffee, and we're going to have the cake. It's going to be phenomenal. Wawa's going all out with their catering for that, and we have a lot of beautiful things happening. Beside you marrying them, we have a lot of beautiful stuff. I mean, we have Santa Claus. How many people have Santa Claus at their wedding?
Oh, no,
right?
The Santa Claus is a special shock. One other one, Stephen, I'm going to announce this because Jim and Bernard that
no,
might
I was told
be...
not to announce this.
No,
are
I was
sure?
told I can. Rhea said clearance? I can. Rhea said I can. I'm going to announce it anyway.
Nobody told me I can't. Well,
yep, so we're going to do it.
Why not? Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jim and Bernard, that attending your wedding at our holiday party.
I don't know what time he's coming.
He'll be there the same day. That counts as attending the wedding. Will be Phillies manager Gabe Kapler.
Wow.
Mr. Yep.
Kapler,
Gabe Kapler's coming to the party. Oh, Steven.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy.
How great is that? You know what? I'll do the wedding whenever Gabe's there. How's that?
There
that's
you it. Go.
I'm the reverend. I
Gabe
get to decide.
Gabe is dying to see that.
Gabe will be there when you get married,
that
kids.
So cool.
He's going to be there in uniform just for you.
Well, Steven, I want to thank you, man. You know how much we love you. We will be there next Wednesday. Everybody, make plans to come by. We're going to have special people. Wait till you hear what we got for Santa Claus. And Jim and Bernadette, you got the license, right? Are we ready to roll here?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
All right, guys. 5 days, Jim. You only got 5 days to back out of this.
Angela!
I don't give him any ideas.
You know, Ange, we're calling this event Ring in the Holidays. I believe you named it Ring in the Holidays.
No,
and we have a
it.
Collection of engagement rings called Ready for Love. And Ava Graham told me that Bernadette and Jimmy, one of the things when we were going through all the different applicants to come to get engaged is they were ready for love, that they're very spontaneous. Obviously, from the call, they went on the honeymoon first before they got married.
Yep.
But and so they're getting a Ready for Love, one of our Ready for Love collections. It's called the Infinity Twist Ready for Love Engagement Ring with a matching diamond band, and he's going to get a matching band that goes with it. And we're going to get these guys all set up, and it's just going to be phenomenal. And with you marrying them, how phenomenal. I don't know. Are you going to be wearing the robe?
You know what? I have been told I have a choice here, tuxedo or robe. But I will be garbed in an appropriate thing for the setting of this match. I will not be there like I'm normally dressed.
Now, we're doing the whole total wedding. You know, we got some music. We got cakes. We got flowers. We got a garter belt. We have a bridal party. We got Santa Claus.
Yep.
We got a Wawa wedding cake, which is going to be phenomenal. I mean, we have, and just for all the listeners, don't think this is not going to be like a regular show because we have loaded up Steven Singer Jewelers and many of our fine other friends and sponsors have loaded up the prize wheel with Christmas prizes that are phenomenal for the people that are outside that come listen, the people that are on the phone, anybody that calls in and gets on the prize wheel. This is going to be the best prize wheel of 2018.
And one last thing. The people did not get selected. Jim and Bernie, that story was awesome, but a lot of the other ones were too. Swing over. I have a feeling you'll get a good deal from Steven.
That would be the day to come over.
Yep.
If your name is on the list, we have the list. Ava has the list.
Yep.
And if your name is on the list, we'll hook you up.
There it is. There
Steven,
it is.
Real quick, I wanted to say that ring that you were providing is beautiful. The infinity ring, it's absolutely gorgeous. So, and I'm looking at all these collections of Ready for Love that you have, and they're stunning. So if it really is the day to go on Wednesday to go to Steven Singer so you can check it out.
Oh, it sounds like she's telling someone to go there.
Yep, she wants her boyfriend. Steven, we love you, man. We'll see you on Wednesday. Kids, be well. We'll see you in 5 days. You get married, guys.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
We did read that right. Ava was making a pitch for Bill Matz.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Oh, my God.
Ava, true or false that you think it might be time?
We're going to get married
in the
at
some garage.
Point.
They're living in the garage.
Maybe
right
the can you get the ring that has the garage door opener on it?
Oh, wow. Yeah, cool app.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one,
They're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.